Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 25 to 9, here's Pádraig.
Thanks, Audrey. Well, after their win over Hungary, it was back down to earth for the Republic of Ireland soccer team last night as they were outclassed in a 3-0 defeat away to Portugal in a friendly. Cristiano Ronaldo still going strong at the age of 39. He scored twice, with João Félix also putting the ball in the Irish net. Portugal kick off their Euro 2024 campaign against the Czech Republic in Leipzig next Tuesday before going on to face Turkey and Georgia. There's still no clarity on whether John O'Shea will stay on as Irish manager, having been interim manager for the past four games. That's something he discussed with our soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue.
We've been so particular in that compact shape, the aggression we've shown, and that's where you have the balance and the trade-off. I think I spoke to the lads in terms of how quickly and important it is for them to sort out situations at clubs, because this situation in the summer, although it's a friendly, it's a very difficult window for fitness in terms of players, and you can see it. That's what we knew. We spoke about making changes like we had to do against Hungary. We had to make the changes again tonight, and that's the balance. It's a trade-off.
Can I ask you, John, though, what is the point if you're talking to the players after a game, after this cycle of games, unless you're going to be the manager?
Yeah, well, look, you're talking about the raw emotion of being involved in a international game against Portugal, one of the favourites for the Euros, and you're trying to reflect as quickly as possible for whatever is going to happen, Tony, for the players to understand how important it is for this country to get back qualifying for tournaments, that they have to sort their own club level out, that they're back playing as quickly as possible to win games.
After you've had this experience, though, would you accept the role of assistant manager in a new regime?
Look, we'll dust ourselves down, we see what happens. It's a time, obviously, I spoke to the players and I thanked them in terms of their application. It's tricky for them. There was weddings, there was all sorts of different things to try and organise. And to be fair to the lads, and you think of the players we're missing too.
But we might see you in the autumn?
Look, let's see. Let's wait and see.
It's John O'Shea. German police have identified Sunday's Euro game between England and Serbia and Gelsenkirchen as a high-risk fixture, and it's been decided that only low-alcohol beer will be on sale at the stadium and fans will be limited to buying two drinks at a time. No alcohol at all will be allowed in the city's main square on the day of the match. Erik ten Hag is expected to remain as manager of Manchester United after the club's new ownership structure opted not to sack the FA Cup winning manager. The BBC is reporting that an end of season review by the club's board decided to open discussions with the Dutchman about extending his contract. Ten Hag went into the FA Cup final amid reports claiming that he was going to be sacked regardless of the result, but it seems now that United's win in the cup final has kept him in the job. There's fresh doubt about whether Casement Park will be redeveloped in time to host Euro 2028. The GAA President Gareth Burns told reporters at a media event in Clare yesterday that he was now pessimistic that the Euros would be played in Belfast. The Oakthorn also seemed to row back from his suggestion that the All-Ireland finals could return to September. He said counties in Munster that he'd spoken to insist they need 14 to 16 weeks to run off club championships in both codes. Meanwhile, with Galway, Tipperary and Waterford knocked out of the hurling championship in May and a long gap till their club championship start, a number of intercounty players are heading to America to play hurling for the summer. They include Galway forward Conor Cooney, who's travelling to New York. John Rahm has withdrawn from the US Open, which begins at Pinehurst, North Carolina tomorrow because of a medical issue. He's a skin lesion between his pinky toe and the next toe on his left foot. The area is swollen and causing him pain. Rahm wasn't able to get the foot into a shoe yesterday and appeared at the course wearing a flip-flop. Rory McIlroy will play alongside Scottie Scheffler and Xander Schauffele in the standout group for the first two rounds. The first of Rory McIlroy's four major wins came at the 2011 US Open, but he subsequently missed the cut four times in 7 years, including three in a row from 2016. Here's his explanation for stopping the rot.
Yeah, I would say embracing the difficult conditions, embracing the style of golf needed to contend at a US Open, embracing patience, honestly, embracing what I would have called boring back in the day. Explosiveness isn't going to win a U.S. Open. It's more methodically building your score over the course of 4 days and being okay with that. And it's just more of a reframing of a mindset than anything else.
Ireland will hope to win one more medal on the final day of the European Athletics Championships in Rome. Rashida Dalecki and Charlene Maudsley are expected to feature in the Irish team for the final of the women's 4x400m relay. The full lineup will be confirmed later. The race is due off around 8:05 with live coverage on RTE2 television. Andrew Cosgrain goes in the 1500m final, and we have 5 runners in the men's 10,000m final. Last night in the women's 10,000m final, Lee Vale's Annika Thompson was 20th and Laura Mooney of Tullamore Harriers was 26th. Andy Murray's preparations for what's expected to be his final Wimbledon have gotten off to a poor start. He was off the pace, losing in straight sets to Marcus Giron in the first round of the Stuttgart Open. He'll now fly to London for the warm-up tournament at Queen's Club. And yesterday's race meeting at Sligo saw Limerick trainer Charles Burns combine with his 2 sons for a double. I Am Spider-Man took the handicap hurdle and Ken Dancer landed the claiming hurdle. Both winners were ridden by Philip Burns and owned by his brother Colin.